And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Oak City Oaks opened their football season last Friday night down at Altus inside Hightower Stadium. Offense got off to a quick start, courtesy of strong running game behind that experienced offensive line.
So third and half a yard for the Elks inside the Big Elk Auto Mall red zone. Snap, backhand off. Jaden's got the first down to the 10, to the 5, piles forward. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks.
Elk City led 24-0 at halftime before Altus created a turnover, marched 45 yards for a touchdown to pull within a couple of scores at 24-6. That's when the Elks hit the play of the game to put the game out of reach. 79-yarder from Logan Webb to Jeremiah Jackson made it 30-6 midway through the third. And then the final scoring play of the night came through the air.
Third and 25, Gino fires it over the middle. Bowie's got it to the 25, across the field right to left to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. It's a race to the pylon. Bowie wins it. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks.
A 40-yard touchdown strike from catch Gino to Cole Bowie ended the scoring in a 36-6 Big Elk win over Altus. Jaden Wynn led the way for the Brown and White with 190 yards on the ground. Elk City outgained Altus 394-113 in the season opener. Now sit 1-0 with Bridge Creek coming to town on Thursday night. Elsewhere around Western Oklahoma, Zayden Collins ran for 204 yards and two touchdowns in Clinton's 20-0 shutout of Kingfisher. Cy Scamahorn had 115 receiving yards with the score, but Weatherford fell to Newcastle 34-14. Merritt played hard, but ultimately lost to Hinton 39-25. Sayer blasted Cordell 48-0. Texoma whipped Carnegie 40-6. Surreal beat up on Corn Bible Academy 52-6. Fairview hammered Hobart 56-6. Mangum whitewashed Healdton 49-0. Shattuck flogged Pioneer 52-6. And then Thomas edged Watonga 19-12. Big-time defensive linemen have not been the norm for Oklahoma football over the past decade or so. Saturday night could be the first step in changing all that. Five-star defensive lineman David Stone, who grew up in Oklahoma City but has transferred to play at IMG the last couple of years, committed to OU Saturday night. Stone's ranked sixth in the 247 composite rankings for the entire 2024 class, biggest D-line recruit for Oklahoma since at least Gerald McCoy, if not Tommy Harris. Now we'll see if Stone's able to turn into a great recruiter for the 2024 class ahead of the upcoming December signing day. Former Oklahoma State star Victor Hovland is a very rich man after the last two playoff wins that netted him just over $21 million combined with the FedEx Cup title. Victor made over $33 million this season. He blew away the field at East Lake in Atlanta, besting Xander Schauffele by five shots. Hovland fired final round 63 to hold Xander off, who was in the midst of shooting a 62 in the final round himself. All eyes now turn toward the Ryder Cup in Italy coming up September 29th. American captain Zach Johnson will actually announce his six captain picks tomorrow morning. First of four Corn Ferry Tour final tournaments teed off last week in Boise, Idaho. Weatherford's Quade Cummins played well, finished tied for 18th after rounds of 66, 70, 64, and 67. Quade moved up to 59th on the season-long Corn Ferry Tour points list, trying to scratch and claw his way into the top 30, which earns a PGA Tour card next season. A top 75 finish will have him keep his Corn Ferry Tour card. The second of four final series tournaments comes up this week in Tennessee. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.